Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Ches in Meseches Erevin, the 278th daf in Shas. Our daf will be discussing, as expounded upon in our Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, how to measure physically the tchum of a city, the utensils that are used, the rope that is used. On Amud Aleph, we will discuss how to adjust the rope if one meets a mountain or valley. This will continue all the way into Nun Ches Amud Beis, up until the next Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis. Let's Bezer Hashem begin the extremely difficult dafim of Gematrias. That was a pun. Geometry of the previous dafim are now behind us, and now the dafim get quite a bit easier. And as we have to continue in the halacha from the daily daf to summarize the halachos of cheshbening a tchum of your city. Let's begin four lines from the bottom of Zayin Mabez. Ein modedin ela bechevel shel chamishim amma. You could only use a rope that's of 50 amos to measure a tchum. Lo pachos velo yoser. And the rope should not be larger or shorter, longer or shorter than 50 amos. The Gemara will explain on Amud Aleph that it has a biblical source. V'loyim doid ele kineged libo. And when you measure, you should measure parallel to the heart. Rashi explains that if we don't tell people how to use this 50 amma rope, then one will hold it by his head, another by his feet, and ultimately you'll end up measuring less than 50 amas distance, because as we know, part of the space will be taken on the diagonal between the individuals. However, if both people who are measuring with the rope hold it at the same point in their chest, so then you won't lose space. If he was measuring and he reaches a valley, olegeder, or the opposite direction, it's something that is higher. Mavlio, he does not take into account the height or the depth of the fence or valley. The distance of the valley or the gate are not taken into account at all. And therefore, it is mavlio, it is swallowed in to the distance. The simplest way of doing that would be subtracting the distance of depth into the valley or the height of the gate. V'chozer l'midaso. Here the Hod V'Hodor has a good picture diagram of it. First we will explain it and then we will point to the diagram. One, if the area of the valley is more than 50 amos and it's difficult to measure across, then one goes to an area that is not so wide. Let's take a look at it in the pictures. In Shin Lamed Hey, we have the case of where there is a valley, and you just measure over the valley 50 amos. What happens if you can't measure over the valley, as in diagram Shin Lamed Zayin, because the distance between one end of the valley to the other is more than 50 amos, as you see in the top of the diagram. So then in such a case, you walk to an area where you can measure across, and you will measure across from there. V'chozer l'midaso, you go back to where you were on the other side of the valley. Higia lahar, the same thing when you come to a mountain. Mavlio, so then in such a case you ignore the mountain. V'chozer l'midaso, and if necessary, you go around it. Ubilvad shelo yetze chutz l'tchum. With one caveat. Ubilvad shelo yetze chutz l'tchum. With the condition that when you go around the mountain or the valley, you don't go outside of 2,000 amos away from the city. Rashi explains in the first pshat that if you'll do that, people will think that since it was measured in such a manner, that it's inside of the tchum. Imeinu yachalav lio, if for whatever reason he's not able to go through this process of levio, bezu amri distoy bar yoni mishum rabbi meir, shamati shemikadrin baharim. The way in which one does it in the mountain is through the process of mikadrin. You attempt to measure it as if you were funneling a hole through the mountain. How is that done? How could you do mikadrin? Rashi explains that for every four amos that a person measures, they take away the height of the measurement. You see that in your pictures in the Hod V'Hadar, picture Shin Mem He, that they measure from the chest of a person. Rashi explains this as well in the end of the Bar Maslam Mekadrin, going up the mountain to the feet of another person, and they don't measure it from the chest to the chest. So they take the distance of chest to feet out of the equation. Then the measurement would be clean of calculating the slope. Asks the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know that you're supposed to use a rope of 50 amas? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us in the construction of the Mishkan, Orech HaChatzer Me'a Ba'ama, the length of the Chatzer of the Mishkan was 100 amas, V'rochav, and its width, Chamishim B'Chamishim. Amar Torah B'Chevel Shel Chamishim Ama Midot. The Torah is telling us that just as the width of the Mishkan was 50, that we should use a measurement of 50 rope. A rope of 50 as well. How do you see it from the pasuk? The lashon of rochav, chamishim b'chamishim, explains Rashi.
On Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil Mai explains that the word chamishim is extra. What does it mean? The width was chamishim by chamishim. It means that the chamishim was measured by a rope of chamishim. Amar Torah b'chevel shachamishim ama midot.
Measure with a rope of 50. Asks Gemara, Haimi Boile, no, we need this 50 to tell us something else. Litel Chamishim Ulesavev Chamishim.
This is an expression from the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The way we calculated the size of a karpef is we calculated the size of 70 amos when we took the Chamishim of the width of the Mishkan and we squared it off. So then in such a case, we came to 70 amos. That we discussed earlier on the Chav Gimel Amud Beis. That was the expression of chamishim for chamishim. Ibn Kain, lema kra chamishim chamishim, mai chamishim bichamishim, shamas min atarti, we're able to learn two halachas. We learned that the rope is supposed to be neither longer nor shorter than 50 amos. Lo pachas v'lo yoseh tani, lo pachas m'nei shemarbe. The reason why it shouldn't be longer is because a short rope, you're able to cause the tchum to be larger because you're able to pull it more taut than a average rope that's the size of 50 amos. And because you could pull it too taut, so then in such a case, you'll end up measuring more than 2,000 amos. So that's shouldn't be longer, you can't make it very taut if it's too long, and then you'll end up losing. 50 is perfect. The only type of Gemara wants to clarify, what is this afskima? My afskima, what is this? Rabbi Abba suggests nargila. What is a nargila? So people here in Israel have an idea of what a nargila is, but that's not. My children is cracking up in the background. That's not what we're talking about over here. My nargila, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, dikla dechad nivara. It is a type of grass that grows around the palm tree. This we had also in Rashi in Shabbos on Daf Tzadi on the base. Ikod Amri, others say, Mayaf skima, what does it mean? Rabbi Abba, Amar nargila. As we mentioned before, this reed, but over here, some of Farshim explain, the Aruch explains, that it is a type of grass that grows around from a walnut. In other words, they take pieces of the walnut and they turn it into a type of rope. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Dikla Dechad Nivara, as we mentioned above.
Tanya Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ein Lecha Sheyofa Lemedida Yoyse Mishal Shalosh Shel Barzel. The best type of material is a chain of steel when it comes to measuring. Avol ma nase, but what are we going to do? Sherei amra teira, because the Torah describes ubiyado chevel mida. In Zechariah, Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, the Torah describes that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Zechariah a vision of a man who was holding a string to measure Yerushalayim to see its width and its breadth. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Zechariah that the city will grow larger than it is right now.
Asks the Gemara, Valksiv, didn't we learn in Yecheskel, though, in the description of the measurements of the Migdash, Ish Knei Hamida, which is mashma, that it was Knei Hamida that they measured with a reed? Says the Gemara, Ahu Lesar'e. That's for measurement for Shar'e. Tuf and Shin is often interchangeable for the gates of the Migdash. Then they would use a kana.
Gemara continues to discuss these robes. Tanya Rav Yosef, Shlosha Mine Chavolimim. There are three types of robes. Shel Magog, something that is made from reeds of the sea. Shel Netzer, some explain that Netzer is the rope that grows around the palm tree. Shel Pishtan, and as well as flax. Shel Magog, from the sea that we learn, the par is used for a cow, the snat. As we learn in the Mishnah in Parah, Kifasua, if they tie up the Parah Aduma, Bechevel Amagog, Unasuna Al Gabe Marachta, then that is okay, and that's how they would lead the Parah Aduma, because it was something that was not Mekabel Tumah. Shel Netzarim Lesota, they would use the rope of Netzarim to tie up a sota, as it's described in the Zayin Amabez in Masech HaSota, Disnan, V'achakachmei V'chevel HaMitzri, V'koshu L'mal Medada, and it was tied by her chest, Shel Pishtan L'Medida. The one of flax was used to measure, as in our case, for Erevin. The Gemara continues analyzing the next part of the Mishnah that said, we explained that when we learned the Mishnah, and the Gemara will explain it as we had mentioned the Mishnah in the same manner as well. Let us see that explanation. When we say that he measures and goes back to the original place, we explain that means that he circumvents the large area of the guy, measures 50 amos across the valley, in the case of a valley, and then he goes back. Michlal d'me'ena yachol avliyo, that means that if you're not able to extend the 50 amos rope across the valley, holech l'makom sheyachol avliyo, you go to the area where you are able to, umavliyo, and then you extend it across, v'tzofe k'neged midaso, and you measure the 50, v'chozer, and you go back to the same point on the other side of the valley, as we elaborated, what we learned in the Mishnah, and as we have in diagram Shin Memvav in the Hod V'Hadar. Tanina l'hadar tana rabbanan. So we repeat what the rabbanan had learned, ha'yimodet, if you measure the tchum of the city, v'egia hamida l'gai, and you reach the valley, im yachol avliya b'chevel shachamishim am avliya, if you're able to send it across with the 50 amma rope, then you do have vim lav, as we mentioned above. Holach l'makom sheyachal v'ya umavliya v'tzof v'chaz l'midaso. Im haya gai me'ukam, what is one supposed to do if the valley is not straight and you could go to an area 50 further into the perimeter of the valley, but rather the valley is shaped like an L, as you see in diagram Shin Mem Zayin in the Hod V'Hodar. So then in such a case, Makdir V'Ola, Makdir V'Yored. Then you do the process of cutting through the valley. That process we described in our Mishnah, that you measure the 4 amma rope as opposed to a 50 amma rope from the chest of a person to the feet of the next person, and therefore you don't lose the measurement of the slope, and that is how you measure through the guy through the valley. If you reach a wall, you don't do the same thing of penetrating a hole through the wall. You don't need to penetrate through the wall, but you could estimate the thickness of the wall, how much rope would be necessary to go through the wall, and add that. Ask the Gemara, v'anantnan, but in our Mishnah we said, mavliya v'chozel midaso, that you're supposed to measure through the wall by being mavliya, going around the wall and measuring the distance. Says the Gemara, hasam nicha tashmishta, in the case of the Mishnah, it was easy to do. In the case of the Mishnah, it was not too difficult to measure through the process of mavliya, therefore you don't need to estimate. Hachani lo nicha tashmishta, over here it was going to be difficult, hence you're allowed to estimate. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo yishanu el yishein achut mishukeles.
Hamishkoles Yored Kenegdo.
The only time we suggested that the halacha says that Eif Shalav Leo and you could go around is a case where the chut of Mishkolos, that means the chut of a builder, doesn't go straight down to be able to measure the guy. But if you would have the chut of a builder that's used to measure the straightness of the wall, modido medida yafe, then in such a case, you could do a simple measurement by dropping the chut ha-mishkolas and ignoring the entire area of the valley. And then you will do medida yafe by measuring only the straight area. How deep does the valley have to be? Where we say that you could do the cheshbon of Mavlio, Amar of Yosef, Alpayim, up until 2,000 amos. Rashi explains, but more than that, even if you're able to be Mavlio, you're not allowed to, and the only process you're able to do is the process of Mikader that we've already described, of measuring from chest to foot, every 4 amos, and you can't do the process of Mavlio. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye asks the following question, Amo Kuf, Virochov Nun, if it's 100 amos deep, Virochov Chamishim, and it's 50 amos wide, Mavlio. Vimlav, a Mavlio, and otherwise you can't be Mavlia, which is Mashma, that the depth over here is 100 amos, not 2,000 amos. Answers the Gemara, this is a machlokis between Rav Yosef and others. Who? Rav Yosef, who said up until 2,000 amos you could be Mavliya, more than that you can't. The Amar Kachirim, he holds like others who disagree with the Tanakama of that Braisa. The Sanya Chirim Omra Filu Amok Alpayim Veroch Chamishim Amo Mavliya. You can be Mavliya. Igadami, others say Amar Rav Yosef Afil Yeser Me Alpayim, that even more than 2,000 amos. Kemad Lo Tanakama Lo Kachirim. That seems to be neither like the Tanakhama nor like a Chayim. So explains the Gemara, Hasam, why is there machlokas between the Tanakhama and a Chayim? Shein chut ha-mishkoles yored kenegdo. That's when the measuring line of a straight wall doesn't go straight down. Hacha b'chut ha-mishkoles yored kenegdo. If there's chut ha-mishkoles yored kenegdo, so then in such a case, even more than 2,000 amos, Rav Yosef says you could discount. How far? Amar Avimi Dalit. Avimi said, up until 4 amos, you're supposed to distance the drop to see if it's straight, 4 amos away from the beginning of the drop of the valley. This can be seen in the drawing, the 4 amos, Shin Nun Dalit. If within 4 amos there isn't a straight drop, it's still not a problem. However, if by 4 amos there is a straight drop, so then in such a case, according to Rav Yosef, even more than 2,000 amos could be entirely ignored, and you don't need to do the process of Kedar. This is how Rami Bar Yecheskel taught as well, Dalid, a distance of 4 amos. The Gemara now analyzes that where in the Mishnah we had learned, Higia lahar mavlio v'chozer l'midoso, that you're allowed to go around and measure where the valley is not as large and a rope can go across and then continue with that 50 amma measurement. And for that matter, the same would apply for a mountain. Amar Rava lo shon el bahar ha-mistakim mitoch Yud mitoch dalet. We're only talking about a mountain that becomes high quickly, and then you could ignore measuring the actual mountain. Aval bahara mistaket yud mitoch hey modedom midida yafe. You do a regular nice measurement. You measure it straight, even though there is going to have to be an adjustment for the slope. Gemara has a different opinion in the name of Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nassan. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nassan masna, he disagreed. Lekula, Amar Rava. Quoted Rava as reporting a leniency. Loi shanu ala behar ha-mistakir asar mitochamish. If you have a mountain that is not so steep, it reaches 10 amos over a period of 5 amos, 10 tvachim, over a period of 5 amos, a length of 5 amos. So then in such a case, then you need to do mavlio. You don't even need to do mavlio. You just estimate, and that would be enough. We learned in our Mishnah, you could be modeid and be chozer. Chozer lemidaso. We learned there's one exception. If you have to go so far out of 2,000 amos, then people will think that this is included in the tchum when you're trying to get around the valley. My time, Rav Kana, Gzer Shem Yomru, Midas Tchum in Balakan. People will think, if he went that far for measuring, that's considered inside of the tchum. So because of that, we don't allow you. Finally, we had learned in our Mishnah, Im Eina Yochel LaHavliyo Bezu, if you weren't able to do the process of Mavliyo, for example, if the valley was crooked, we had learned that you could use the process of Kedar. Rabban Ketz and Mekadrin, we've already spelled this out, but now the Gemara, we learn the Gemara. Tachton Keneged Libo, Elyon Keneged Margalosav. You measure downwards by having the one who's towards the bottom putting the string by his feet. I just described in a case of where you're going into a valley, the Gemara here explains in a mountain in the opposite direction. Tachton Keneged Libo, Elyon Keneged Margalosav. The one who is on the bottom, he puts it by his heart, and the one who is on top, who's already further up on the mountain, puts it by his feet, and thereby you're not measuring the slope. Amar Abaye Naktinen, Ein Mekadrin Ela Bechevel Shel Arba Amos. You need to use a rope of 4 amos. Amar Nachman Amar Avo, Ein Mekadrin, you don't do this process, Lo Begla Arufa, when you're measuring how close a dead body is next to the city. Which city is closest to the dead body? Velobari Miklop Neshein Shel Torah, and here it's an estimation. Rather, Rashi explains, you measure the mountains and the valleys as if it was straight land. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Ches in our Limud of the Daf Yomi.